Hello, I am joined here by Orange Space. Say hello.
Hello, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right. And let's start from the beginning here. I want to know, where did you find your passion for music and how did you go about developing your name and your overall sound?
So I've always kind of been involved in music since I was like in second or third grade. It really started when I was younger, like at that age, and I have a speech issue. So I was in speech therapy as a kid, and then my speech therapist was like, "Oh, like if you sing, it kind of goes away while you're singing." And then that kind of was like the first introduction to like, "Oh, I want to. I think I could like I enjoyed doing it because it was like a cool escape for me." So then I just kind of kept on doing that, and I started playing instruments at a younger age. And then when I was like 15 or 16, I started to write songs myself, and then that kind of ended up, turned into me like producing songs and like starting to put stuff out, And then so yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then the name Orange Space, that was honestly, I wish it was a cooler story than there is, but it's not. It's just I used to just go by my real name back then, like years ago, and then we were making like a little project. I was making a project, and then I had a song called Orange Space. I don't know why it was called Orange Space, but it just was. And I was like, you know what? I like that a lot. And I felt like the music that I was making at the time kind of it needed a different name than what I had before. So we ended up just going with that, and I'm really happy we did. So yeah, that's the
Sure.
story.
And yeah, it seems like it totally, the name Orange Space really does fit the vibe of the sound
Thank
that you
you.
have put together over the past couple of years. And with what I've heard recently of your putouts, I saw nearly 1 year ago today, you released your first EP, Ebb and Flow. And I was kind of curious where you drew inspiration for that record and many of the tracks on it.
Yeah, that EP, gosh, it started like almost 2 years ago. So it started off with like an overall idea of just like I had the title and I knew what I wanted to call it, and it was kind of just about the ups and downs of just everyday kind of stuff, So we got in a studio probably around like August of 2023. Yeah, 2023. And then we started just to work on stuff since then. So from August till February of 2024, we were just locked in the studio for those like whatever 6 months or so. And we kind of just it took a little long time to get four songs done because we actually made like eight songs, but we ended up cutting it to four. But yeah, and then along with the EP itself, there's like a whole thing there's a whole th theme about it with like an elevator. There's like a trailer for the EP about that, and it was kind of just like the purpose of it was me to kind of be in this elevator that we built an elevator for this whole set, and it was like for me to be in it, and like a bunch of chaos is happening, and the purpose of it was like to signify like me being controlled and me being like to myself in the middle of a lot of chaos and stuff like that. So that was kind of the purpose of the trailer and the EP as well. So yeah, but it came out a year ago.
I like that. I like records that have an overall theme, and it's almost reflective of your life or what the position you were in at the time. And your
Yeah,
music
of
reflects that.
course.
I think that's super neat.
Thank
I
you.
also saw too on your Instagram the elevator, and I really like all the visual components that you put to your music too. I saw you put together a lot of lyric videos and music video shots on your Instagram account, and I think that's something that's super neat. And you mentioned that you produced a little bit too. So do you what does the average production cycle look like for when you're putting together a song, and also your songwriting process in general?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely different now, but I would say when I first started off producing, it was a lot of just I didn't really know how to produce, and I'm still not the best producer, but I'm learning. But I would say it was a lot of just figuring out what I wanted and then starting with like one sound. And typically in those in like the case in the songs of mine that I have produced, it usually started with like just a guitar or a piano or something, and it kind of just worked around that way. Now, luckily, I have friends that are amazing producers also, so I work a lot with them, and they've kind of taught me a lot about it, and I've seen their process, and they've helped me put out these songs because these songs that I've had, at least lately, would not be what they are without, any of my friends that I work with. So, and the songwriting, I do write all of my songs on my own. So that one, I would say, that one's like the Usually it comes like last for me. Typically, when we're making a song, I will like sing scratch vocals on them, and we'll just like basically I'll just say random stuff, and I'll figure out what I want it to sound like and where I want to kind of sing on the song, and then after I have that ready, I'll just write to what I, recorded basically. Yeah, that's kind of been like a thing that I've been trying to work on more because I'm trying to get faster. I'm pretty slow when it comes to that. So, but yeah, that's kind of the process right now.
Well, sure. It's a whole process, and it's interesting how you like to create the overall atmosphere and the vibe of the track first, and then you kind of figure out the flow almost of how you want the lyrics and the syllables to work within that, and then you kind of fill in the lyrics based on what the atmosphere that you already put down is. I think
Right.
that's super neat.
Hey, I'm Orange Space, and you're listening to my new song, Shiny Penny, here on WZND's New Music Monday.
Tell me I'm facing contradiction. I say one thing and do a different. You're so patient, and I put you in this position. Something sweet is something distant, but I change it. Freezing outside, obviously I try for your hand to get me out of the world. Honestly, I know how. Shadow is still open. I'm picturing you in a white dress, taller with your high heels on. What if I wait too long? What if I wait too long? Tell me you wait too long for me. Yeah, yeah. Tell me you wait too long for me. I'm picturing you in a white dress, taller with your high heels on. What if I wait too long? If I wait too long, tell me you wait too long for me. Yeah, yeah. Tell me you wait too long for me. For me. And I wish I didn't grow so different. I see dark in other things that make you glisten. Then I try and try and try to take it all back. I didn't mean to say all that to you, you, you. Obviously, I try for your hand. Get me out of the car. Honestly, I know how. Shadow is still open. I'm picturing you in a white dress, taller with your high heels on. What if I wait too long? What if I wait too long? Tell me you wait too long for me. You in a white dress, taller with your high heels on. What if I wait too long? What if I wait too long? Tell me you wait too long for me. Yeah, yeah. Tell me you wait too long for me.
I see too on your Instagram that you're actually looking for other artists and producers to collaborate with. And as you mentioned, you're gaining a lot of connections in the industry with that. And I was just gonna ask if you do you collaborate with other musicians and producers often?
Yeah, I would say yeah. I haven't really been on a lot of like songs with other artists, or I've never had an artist on one of my songs yet. That definitely will be a thing hopefully soon. But I mostly right now I have worked with like producers that are in the LA and stuff like that. And I have worked with artists, but we don't have anything out yet soon. But hopefully soon there'll be, songs that I can have with artists that I really like. So But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's super neat. I think that's super neat. And I'm sure there's some out there on your radar that you're wanting to collaborate
Yeah,
with.
for sure.
And just take it back to your overall sound and your aesthetic. I was just kind of wondering, what are some of Orange Space's biggest influences in music?
There's so many. I mean, I have to start off with like Frank Ocean because he's kind of
He's one of my favorites
the
too.
reason. Yeah, he's a big part of why I even started to make songs, to be honest with you. Choker is like an underground artist, but amazing. Blood Orange, Rosalía. I've been really, really, really into lately this group called Latin Mafia, and
Okay.
I've really been into the sound, and they've kind of been a big inspo for what I've been trying to do lately, at least a ton. Also, like Dijon is also a big inspo to me. But yeah, I would say that's like the core of it right now.
Sure,
There's
that's super neat.
probably more than I haven't that I forgot to say, but yeah.
Right. When I was listening through to some of your tracks, I noticed a little bit of a Daniel Caesar and a
Okay.
Rex Orange County kind of influence in there.
Yeah,
But
kind
you have
of.
your own unique twist and flair on it, which obviously it comes from your own experiences, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
I think that's super, super, super neat. And, coinciding with us talking about songs that you put together, do you have any upcoming tracks or projects that you'd like to tease?
I do have a song that I've been I have a little project I have a project that I'm working on. It's not ready yet, but I do have a
Okay.
song that I'm planning on dropping. I don't know an exact date, but hopefully pretty soon before like summer. I'm hoping like before like we get into like June and May. But that one is definitely my favorite song, and everyone that I've shown that song to, it's been I think their favorite song of mine. I haven't really like teased it or I haven't really said much about it yet, but I will soon. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's definitely more it's I think it's the most like different song from mine, which is why I really I love it because it's very different to compared to my other stuff.
Totally. Well, make sure anyone listening checks out Orange Space's Instagram. It's Orange, ORANJE space, to hear any news about that upcoming track when eventually it does get posted. And when I was listening through, I was really big fans of your song Shiny Penny and You and Everything. And I think those are super well put together tracks there. I want to talk a little more about some shows you may have done. And what are some of your favorite venues that you have played in the past? I saw you recently did a live show in Los Angeles, and I was kind of curious how that all went.
Yeah, that was actually my first ever show. So yeah, it was my first ever show in LA, and it was at a venue called Makeout Music, and it's like a really cool spot. It's pretty well known at least here for like kind of being like an underground artist kind of vibe. So that was really cool. We got a good turnout. It was like I want to say like maybe 150-ish people, which was great.
Wow.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was sick. And for my first show, I think it went very well, honestly. We rehearsed like 4 days or a couple of days also prior to the show, and I think the live set was like our best run through, which was good because it was for the live set. So but yeah, it was cool. It was cool to hear how these songs kind of translated into a live recording, because prior to that I never really, like I said, never really done a live show. So it was cool to hear these songs be played live, and some people knew the words to the songs, which was really even cool too. So yeah,
Yeah,
but there's definitely gonna be
definitely.
more. I want to do more soon, so we'll see.
Exactly. And those people who didn't know the songs, now they do,
Yeah, exactly.
that's always a plus. That
Yeah.
is always a plus. And piggybacking off of that, I was wondering if you had any upcoming shows that you are excited about or talking about.
I don't have an upcoming show like planned, I would say. I'm definitely like talking about it, and I'm thinking about it, and we're kind of brainstorming to figure out what the best move is and like where we should do it and stuff like that and how soon we should do it. I definitely want to do one this summer again. So hopefully not too long from now, but I think when we do another show, it'll be my own like proper like headline show, which would be my
Totally.
first like official like headline show, which is that's kind of what we're planning for right now. And along with that, we want to do like merch ideas and have more songs out to perform. So yeah.
I think that's super exciting, very exciting. Well, then I just want to wonder if your music was a season, what season would you say it is?
Oh, that's a good question. I definitely think it can change. But I would say overall, if you took all my discography right now and like put into one, I would say it's more in the winter side of things.
Winter.
Even though I live in LA and I'm from California my whole life, I'm definitely more of a winter cold weather person, and I love it when it's cold and when it's like dark and gloomy out. And I feel
Sure.
like I'm most inspired in those moments, and I make more songs in those also that also time, I think. So I would say because of that, I like to think that it's more that vibe, like winter, fall, even.
Sure. And as you were saying earlier, your music's a reflection of your own experiences and what you like and taking around you. So that makes sense. I think that's super cool. Well, thank you, Orange Space, for conducting this interview. Make sure you check out Orange Space's Instagram to hear any new tracks or releases coming out your way. And yeah, thank you very much for taking the time to help out the station here.
Thank y'all for having me, man. This was so sick. Thank you so much.
Of course, of course.
Hey, I'm Orange Space, and you're listening to my new song, Shiny Penny, here on WZND's New Music Monday.